Hello and welcome. This file is called Generic Taming Ball, and it's for anybody who wants to know how it feels to be caught inside a generic taming ball. Now, GTCO, the generic taming ball company, always insists that the inside is like a luxury hotel. And yet, you always had your doubts. Because if it's just a luxury hotel, why would all the pets be suddenly completely obedient to their trainer? You suspect there's some brainwashing going on, and today you're going to find out. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, get comfy, let go, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax, let go, focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I am there with you, and I'm using the stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier. Go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress,
washing away all your cares, sinking deeper, and I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand. The number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep into a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand, and the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. and the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop sinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song And it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more, as you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to experience being captured. Time to find out how it really feels inside a taming ball. And Jitako, the generic taming ball company, always insists that it's just like a luxury hotel inside of the taming ball. But then you always had your doubts. If it's just a luxury hotel, how comes all the pets become suddenly completely obedient to their trainer? Well, today you're going to find out. Now, before we begin to really immerse you in this fantasy, I want to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point during this fantasy it becomes too much or negative for you, for any reasons, you will find that you will instantly and automatically wake back up, completely waking back up and knowing that it was just a little fantasy, just a little story, and that you are safe and sound in your own bed, and you're completely safe. That's right. If for any reason this fantasy becomes too intense or negative for you, you will automatically wake back up, so that you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to just let go and completely immerse yourself in it, really experience it. And just like a dream that feels completely real, for as long as you are dreaming the dream, this fantasy can become completely real for you. You can really experience everything as if it were really happening to you. And I'm sure you are already excited for this experience and ready to immerse yourself in the experience of being captured by a generic taming ball. So let's just dive into this fantasy and see the taming ball flying towards you, like in slow motion, slowly sailing through the air, getting closer and closer. And you know, this is it. You are being captured. You understand that soon you're going to end up inside the taming ball, and then you will know what's really happening inside. And you see it slowly approaching you, slowly opening. And then there's a sudden flash of white, bright light, drowning out everything for a moment. And then your whole world goes black, and you're trapped in darkness, in silence, trapped in a black liquid, some heavy liquid surrounding you. And then again, it's not really like a liquid, because it restricts you, it holds you in place. You realize that all of your clothes have gone. You're completely naked. You wonder what strange black material surrounds and immobilizes you. It almost feels like some rubber or latex surrounding you. But then again, it also feels alive. You can feel this strange energy potential in the material surrounding and encapsulating you, and you wonder what it is. Maybe it's some gray goo, nanobot material, ready to transform you, ready to change you. You just don't know. There's no light in here. There's no sound in here. There doesn't even seem to be any gravity. You lack any clear sensation of downward. You're just trapped. Trapped in this strange black material. Without any light. Without any sound. And as these thoughts race through your mind, you realize that the strange material begins to seep between your lips. Fine, tiny little strands of the material are sliding in between your lips, and you can do nothing against it. And they begin to pull your lips apart. And as soon as they part your lips, these strands are growing, are getting bigger, are getting stronger. Bigger strands pulling your lips apart, pulling your teeth apart, slowly forcing your mouth open. And then a phallus-shaped tentacle begins to penetrate your mouth, and you panic for a moment. Before it hits the back of your mouth, you feel a really strange sensation in the back of your mouth as the material fuses to your trachea and then begins to pump air down into your lungs. You feel the air being pumped into you and then sucked out of you, being pumped into you again and sucked out of you again. The taming ball breathing for you, forcing you into this slow breathing pattern. And that's all that's happening for a long time. You are trapped in this dark prison, unable to move a single muscle. And even your breathing is taken away from you as you are forced to breathe. However, the ball wants you to breathe, forcing the air into you and sucking it out of you. Unable to move a single muscle, you just lay there in the darkness, lacking any sensory input. You feel your body slowly beginning to fade away from your mind. Your whole body begins to feel so warm and heavy. You feel so comfortable, so safe. And a little voice in the back of your mind is trying to scream at you that you're probably being drugged with something right now because you feel too calm, too heavy, too hard to think. You just feel good. It feels so good, so safe in here, so comfortable as your mind just floats along, barely conscious, barely aware, barely awake, and you almost don't feel as the material slowly forms two more tiny little tentacles that begin to slide into your ears. They're incredibly thin, and they have a neat little trick, and they're able to penetrate your eardrum without any damage or pain. As soon as they do, they split up into incredibly tiny nanofilaments that begin to spread out all through your brain, spreading out all through your brain while you float in this warm and comfortable drug-induced haze, feeling so heavy, forgetting about your body. Just trapped in this darkness, isolated from any stimuli, trapped in this strange material, and feeling so safe and comfortable and relaxed. And you can feel the nanofilaments spreading through your mind, building this structure of control, getting ready to program you. And yet you're so calm, so relaxed, so heavy, feeling so wonderful. And then you feel strange humming beginning in your mind, in your brain. As the brainwashing begins, you feel minute electric impulses being routed into your mind. And the first thing you feel is a profound sense of safety, of belonging, of perfection. It feels amazing. You feel so safe. You feel so good here. You feel perfect in this ball. And the sensation just grows stronger and stronger as the brainwashing continues. And you feel so good and so wonderful. You don't even realize how your memories are slowly deleted, all fading away one by one. Your old life, your old identity, your old existence, completely melting away, being deleted, being erased. You just feel good and safe and wonderful. And it takes quite a while. But time has lost all meaning a long time ago, the moment you entered the ball. And you think about the ball. You think about how amazing it feels inside this ball. And exactly the moment when you think about your ball as this ball, you suddenly feel a series of impulses in your brain. a strange pattern for a moment, confusing you for just a moment. And for a moment, you wonder what you were thinking about. And then you remember, you were thinking about your home, your wonderful home, because you have the privilege to live in a generic taming ball company, Deluxe 200 Series Taming Ball, trademark. And of course everybody knows that those are the best taming balls on the market. And you can't wait to really make it your home. And you're wondering when it's going to begin to put thoughts into your mind and what kind of thoughts it is going to put into your mind. And you think about how silly it is that this ball is going to brainwash you when you really want to learn anything it has to offer to you, when you really want to be trained, when you want to become a pet. You wonder why anybody would think that these thoughts would have to be brainwashed into you. They're already deeply in your mind. They were always there, because that's where they belong. That's where you belong. You have always known you want to be a pet for your trainer. Why else would you be in a taming ball if you weren't a good pet for your trainer? And you're slightly confused. Why are you even thinking about it? Why you're even wondering about it? Because you know that these are the basic facts of your life. You are the property of your trainer. You are a good pet for your trainer. And you live inside this taming ball. It's your home. And that's all there is to it. And with that thought, you feel the patterns in your brain changing a little bit. And you feel a new wave of calmness and heaviness flowing over your body. And as your body grows heavier and deeper, and you fall down, you feel so calm, so heavy, so peaceful, so tame. And you just know that you're tamed. And it fills you with pride, with happiness, with joy. As you sink deeper and deeper, the heaviness flowing over your body, making it so incredibly heavy, it fades away from your mind. And you begin to float, a thought trapped in darkness. You forget your body. You adjust your consciousness in a dark space. And you feel things beginning to be slowly pulsed into your mind. It doesn't feel like brainwashing. It's more like quiet voices floating around you as you are trapped as pure thought, as a consciousness trapped in darkness, trapped in nothingness after you lost awareness of your body. Like tempting voices that tell you things you already know, that tell you about the truth of your existence. And it's not really as if they are programming you. It's more like they give you friendly reminders of the amazing things life has to offer, reminding you how amazing it is to fight for your trainer, how much you want to make your trainer proud, how important your trainer is for you. You know that they're the most important person in your life. They own you. They train you. And you have to make them proud. You want to fight for them. You want to make them proud. You know that you're fiercely loyal to your trainer. That you're absolutely obedient to your trainer. And it feels so amazing just to think about it. You know you're a good pet. You know you're going to fight for them. You know you're going to make them proud. You're absolutely obedient to your trainer. You're absolutely fiercely loyal to your trainer. You fight as hard as you can for your trainer because you want to make your trainer proud. These thoughts are pulsing through your mind. These voices are flowing around your consciousness, reminding you of who you are and what you are. That you are just a pet and your trainer owns you. And that you are fiercely loyal and obedient to them. You are just a pet. The pet of your trainer. How important your trainer is to you. The most important person in your life. These thoughts flowing through your mind endlessly as you're being stored, as time loses all meaning, as these voices echo over and over, as you feel the anticipation, anticipating that your trainer chooses you, allows you to fight for them, and you feel it growing as you are trapped in this darkness, in this nothingness, being brainwashed, having these commands echoing around you indefinitely, just trapped in nothingness, becoming more and more brainwashed to be loyal and obedient to your trainer, waiting for them to choose you so you can fight for them. And you want to make them proud. You want to show them that you're a good pet. And these commands indefinitely echo around you in this timeless space, in this timeless nothingness, as you sink deeper and deeper, as you fade away. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy. Now, as you leave this fantasy behind you, allow your subconscious mind to store away the memories, so that once you wake up, you will have a vivid memory of anything that happened while you were trapped inside the taming ball. And you are going to find that this is going to be a very vivid memory, that you will remember every single detail. And as you store away this memory, it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert with every number. 4, as you wake up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling wonderful and full of energy and refreshed. And 10, open your eyes, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.